G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
So, okay, Jesus is resurrected. What evidence do we have for Jesus' resurrection? As you read the gospel accounts and the letters of the New Testament, particularly the book of Acts, you will notice the changed attitude of the disciples after seeing the risen Jesus. These people were defeated, cowardly people. All of a sudden, they're victorious and brave. What was the catalyst? Seeing the risen Jesus. And nobody who could have produced the dead body of Jesus did so. Their silence is as significant as the preaching of the apostles. Or we can look at the multiple appearances of Jesus to various numbers of individuals and groups of people at various times of the day and differing circumstances. One person may have an hallucination, but not more than one person having the same hallucination. Wow! This shows that Jesus' resurrection was physical in nature. Some people purport that Jesus' resurrection was spiritual in nature and not physical. But the amount of people that saw him physically afterwards dispels that particular myth. Jesus' body was touched by Thomas. Jesus touched people physically. And what about the current tangible evidence? The survival and inordinate growth and impact of the early church, and that the church is still growing 2,000 years later. If there was no bodily resurrection of Jesus, would people really have risked persecution and death for knowing a lie? And knowing that the lie is a lie? One or two people maybe, but not hundreds, not thousands. Wow! Jesus rose from the dead physically into a new body. Wow.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.